Thy God.
Well, thank you for singing, brother.
Amen. Appreciate your prayers. Had a good little meeting there in Kentucky over the weekend. Brother Heatherly, he went with me. He preached on Saturday night. I preached on Sunday morning. Had a good meeting. I appreciate your prayers. Appreciate the Lord helping y'all as well on Sunday morning. Amen. I want you to look in Job 14. I'm just going to say a few things tonight. And if the Lord touches it, I'll thank him. The truth's the truth. You need the Lord's touch on it. If he don't touch it, it won't be as strong to you. Help to your heart. Job wrote this. Well, God put it in inspiration, but he said this. Job 14, very familiar verses. Verse 1 says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. I take that to be like this. Man that's born in this world by a woman has a few days here, and while he's here, he's got full of trouble. Amen. Why? Because of sin, because of the fall, because of the frailty of man, because of all them things that we have to face. Thank God for a comforter tonight, amen, that goes with us. Amen. How would we make it without the comforting hand of God? Listen, thank God tonight. He is what we call the comforter. Thank God. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. Amen. Listen, thank God. That means he's alongside us. He said, I will not leave you. I'll be a comforter to you. Amen. He said, another. Amen. Like the one, thank God, didn't walk with them. Thank God, the same Holy Ghost. Thank God, Christ Spirit. Amen. Lives in us. Thank God, he comforts us. He directs us. He blesses us. And brother, tonight, I couldn't make it. Thank God without him tonight. Amen. Well, that's just the way it is. I'm full of trouble. Why? Because I got trouble in me. The flesh does. The world's trouble. Amen. I don't fit in with the world. Why would you wrestle with the world? Thank God we can't. He said you overcome the world by faith. Amen. We live in a different world. The world of God in our own mind and heart. Amen. Listen, if you're going to live for the world, you can't live with God. For God, he said to be a friend of the world, the enemy against God. Amen. Got too many people worldly minded. They can't get settled on the things of God and the faith of God. And brother, he said, set your affection on things above, not things on the earth. Amen. That's the world's going to pass away. He said, the lust thereof. He that doeth the will of God abide forever. He said in verse 2, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. Amen. There's a, thank God, there's a planting and there's a budding and there's a, thank God, a time and then there's a cutting. Amen. It's just like a piece of grass. Amen. It, thank God, it's green before you know it, it's brown. Amen. And it withers. And that's just the way life is. It's got that same way. Amen. That man lives only a short time on earth. Amen. That's exactly the way it is. Thank God, where's time gone? It's gone. Amen. Amen, but it's behind us now. And brethren, you'll never live what you did yesterday as history. Amen. When we get through here, the service is history. Amen. Listen, that's why, thank God, listen. We ought to get everything we can while we can from God tonight. Thank God, this is what I'm saying. Amen. I'd rather be, thank God, putting in it tonight. Amen. Than just go through the motions and know that I wasted another opportunity. Thank God to be a blessing and to love people and to help people. Amen. Thank God. Listen, every day we live, we ought to have a heart. Thank God to put some addition. Thank God to what God told us to do. Amen. And so thank God to righteousness. And so thank God to the Spirit and be a blessing. Amen. Because I'm telling you, you don't know when they're leaving out. You don't know when they're leaving out. I looked at my wife last night. We were just laying there. And I thought about, Lise is gone. And I thought my own self, what would I do without her, really? What would I do without her? I know one day there will be a parting. It really will, unless Jesus comes before the parting. But, brethren, Miss Linda experienced that. She was a great wife to him. He told me that. She told me he was a great husband to her. That's a good testimony. Amen. That's a blessing, thank God. I tell you, I want my wife to be able to say that. Amen, that I loved her. Amen. I love her more than anything else. Outside of God, she's it. Amen. That's the way it is, brother tonight. I'm saying, listen, thank God, that's what I desire tonight. I'm going to be cut down sometime. I'd like to leave a testimony behind. Amen, that I love her. Amen. And thank God, it ain't with words only. Amen, that's my heart. Thank God. Listen tonight, brother, you better give what you got while you can. I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. There's no time, and we do it. There's no time for wasting time with one another. That's right. He said, the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. I know this is right. Anybody that's got the headship has the responsibility. Who's responsible for taking care of me? God is. Really? If he's my father, amen tonight, he ain't never let me down. He couldn't let me down tonight. He's been better to me tonight, thank God, than I'd ever deserve. Amen. Listen, I never will attain to that. Amen. Listen, I fall so short. Amen. That's right. You do too. Thank God, we ought to give him everything. Amen. Listen, thank God, these things that don't really mean much and don't mean a lot. I'm telling you this tonight, relationship's the key of life. Relationship with him, relationship with your wife and family, relationship with the brethren, relationship with people in life. Amen. That's where it's at. Thank God, build it up. Brethren tonight, we're going to be cut down one day. Amen. It'll be over here. A time it expire here. Thank God, we need to do all we can tonight. But we don't want to wait and try to catch up after we've lived. Miss Linda, I want to say this, and I mean it. She's done a wonderful job, if I won't call it a job. She sat there and sat there and sat there. And if I'm right, I think the last words our good brother said was, bye. He loved her and said bye. And died in peace. Amen. And I would say, if you know the Prince of Peace, you'll die in peace. Amen. That's right. Because there's a calmness in your heart. Amen. There's a peace in your soul. Amen. Thank God, brother. That happies my soul. Tonight, thank God to know this man here. Brother, listen. I've told you before, when we sat over there that day and they struggled to get, he said, I struggled to got here in my chair. And he was sitting up and we was talking a little while. He was going through some things, you know, with me and everything. And I said, that bedroom there is where the Holy Ghost, you seen the Holy Ghost, ain't it? Amen. I preached this up in Kentucky. I said, that man got saved, and he said he seen the Holy Ghost. Amen. But then there's people that seen the grace of God, too. Amen. Thank God, there is an unveiling of God himself to the sinner. Amen. When the power of God falls on him. Amen. Listen, thank God you go back to the day you're saved. Brother, listen, you seen him too, amen. You might not with a physical eye, but you seen him. It was there. Amen. Listen, thank God I'm glad to listen. He's got a testimony. Thank God that man changed. Amen. I met the preacher there, that brother's name. I can't remember, but he was sitting in the house. Had known them all pretty much all his life. Amen. Thank God. He said they went over there, that little old wedding in Winston-Salem, sitting under a tent that night. Amen, brother. I never had heard this. I know Brother Larry said he was going to talk to him over there, and he called that brother over there, and he said, I need to tell these people something, and I don't know how to do it. And that brother said, well, we'll make it happen. Amen. Amen. We'll make it happen.
He testified to all them people, Brother Shake, right there. Amen, over there in Winston-Salem, they told me about Jesus. Amen. Brother, and I'm telling you this tonight, thank God what a change the Lord made in a sinner's heart when he saved him. Brother, and listen, I'm not trying to be saved. I'm not acting it out. It's done. Amen. That's right. Thank God it's a settle tonight. Amen, Brother Todd, it comes through your life. Amen. That don't mean we're perfect, but brother, we got him in us, and he's going to come out. Thank God telling you that. We're going to be cut down one day. Brother, until we do, thank God we ought to live life. Amen. To the fullest. Amen. Notice what he said here. I've got to go on. Amen. He said, dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? That's what Job said. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Amen. Only God can. God can bring an unclean and make him clean. Amen. He's the only one that can. You was unclean, but God made you clean. He couldn't accept you no other way. Amen. He ain't taking no unclean people with him. Amen. Because he's the cleaner. Amen. And he's the cleanser. Amen. And every sin that was against me, and every sin that was on my account, he cleaned it. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, he don't have to go back and clean it again. He died once, thank God. Amen. For iniquity. Amen. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And when he laid it on him, it wasn't on me. And he died for it. Thank God. I found out about it later. Amen. That what he done for me, he cleaned the account. He's a God. Thank God tonight that's sure in his promise. Amen. He'll never forsake you. He'll never go back on what he said. Thank God you nail her down tonight. Thank God. If he said it, it's done. Amen. Thank God he's good tonight. I'm telling you that. And brethren, listen. Thank God he can help you tonight. Amen. Ain't nothing hard for him, amen. Who you gonna go to? Look at verse 5. Seeing his days are determined. Now, buddy, this is getting down to sovereignty right here. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou, God has appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. That means, Jonathan, me and you got appointed days. Son, while you young, I won't tell you get use that youth and that, thank God, and that strength. Amen. Listen, we done been down the road. That's what this is for. Amen. It shows my age. Amen. And brethren, listen, you're a young man. Amen. When's your birthday? Next week, he'll be 30 years old. Amen. Thank God, brother. Amen. That's when I started preaching here. 30 years old. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm just saying, hey, listen, the days are determined, friend. You ain't going to pass it. Amen. When the time comes, there's a coming. Amen. And you're going to leave. Amen. But listen, thank God we ought to live through him. Amen. While we got it now, while we got time now, thank God there'll be a day you can't. Your strength might fail you. Your health might fail you. That's right. Your health fail you. Your health's a valuable thing. A sound mind's a life of the flesh. Amen. Keeping your mind right and your heart right. But still, you got depravity to deal with. I don't care how good you do, you still got depravity and sinfulness to deal with. That's not a negative comment. It's just a truthful comment. Thank God. That's the miracle of God. He can take a depraved man and put his Holy Ghost in and work through him and glorify his son. Amen. How would God do that? How would God? Amen. This thing, hey, listen. Hey, God, you got to go there. Somebody sent me something today just seeing what I'd say. And they said something about how you can grow your church and all that, how you can get people to come, sit on the pews and all that. And I broke back flesh. Amen. That's what it is, flesh. Ain't a man living can build the church. Set upon this rock, I will build my church. And he'll fitly join it together as it pleaseth him. And he has that appointed way that he does it in the hearts of men. Amen. This ain't like a club we trying to sign you up. Amen. Thank God. It's a living organism. He adds to the church. He builds his own church. Amen. Listen, why would we sacrifice, thank God, what we know, amen, to have numbers, amen, and not have the presence of God? That's right. Look what he said. I got to go here. I'm going to read a few verses. I'm through. Verse 10. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? That's a good question. A man give up the ghost. There comes a time a man will give it all up. What's that? What's death mean? He don't have no breath. He don't have no life. He's expired. His time's up here. There's no life in him. Not here. Amen. Listen, that's what it is. I enjoy living. I do. I must tell you the truth about me. There was years I didn't want to die. I enjoyed living. And I still do. Brother, death don't seem as bad now. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm going to a better place. The more I think about it, the more I want to go. I can't call him to come get me now. He's going to do it when time is. But I'll tell you, brother, listen. Thank God if he called me tonight, friend. Amen. I'm telling you, it'll be better than what I have here. Amen. It's hard to get a hold of. He says, so are not as others which have no hope. If we believe Jesus died and rose again, them will he bring with him. The dead in Christ is going first. Amen. He said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain. Paul wrote that like, thank God he's coming then. Amen. That's right. He's just extending the long suffering of God. Amen. Listen, he's turning back to his people. Amen. Far as a natural branch. Amen. To thank God to get them. Amen. Listen, Jews ain't saved because of Jews. They're saved because of the Messiah. Thank God redeemed them. Amen. Listen, but tonight we're Gentile people. We was outside the covenant, outside the oracles, outside the covenant. And listen, thank God for the goodness of God toward a nation of people. But thank God he blinded them. Listen, amen, he blinded them to who he was and opened it up to us. Thank God to reveal his son to us and have eternal life. Amen, given to us. Amen, listen, that we would be saved from idolatry and from sinfulness. Amen, and bring a new people, a new species. Amen. Make us new. Do you know this is the truth here? You're a new person when you're saved. That means everything about you is new. Everything. He's not making me over. He's not. What Adam done was deprave me. It corrupted me. Hey, man, listen. He done it in the corrupt man. He saved me and took away my sin, but he put a spirit in me. He made me a new man altogether. Amen. Listen, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's not a religious man that puts on rules and regulations and dresses just this way to think people might think good about him. Amen. That's greater than that. He clothed us in Christ. He put a new nature in me, put a new desire in me. Amen. That fulfills the love I have for him. Amen. Listen, thank God you're new tonight. If you're saved, amen. Can't join no religious organization and get that. People say, I'm going to do better. Do the best you can. Your better ain't nothing. It ain't what? God don't accept you doing better. That's the flesh. He accepts what his son done. He don't accept what you do. The only thing you can do is what God tells you to do in the spirit. The spirit's what? This is a spirit life. Amen. Listen, it's spirit life. Everything's spirit life in the kingdom of God. He said, amen, born of spirit. Amen, the kingdom of God. It's spirit life, friend. And God, it ain't flesh life. Amen. Listen, you can't do it in the flesh and expect God to bless it. Amen. You know you can live in the flesh religiously. That's right. Your thinking's fleshly. Your works is fleshly. Ain't spiritual. There's no effect in it. What is the fruit of the Spirit? The gifts of the Spirit. So the gift that God gives you is a Spirit gift. The work he done, the work of the Spirit of God in you is what produces fruit. That's right. Miss Linda played the piano when I come here. She played the piano, sat over here, sung a couple songs. Brother Shirley led the singing. I got up and done my best to preach. Didn't know how to do it, but I done it. And then all of a sudden, I preach a funeral and Brother Redmond gets saved. And really, I didn't think about it, Brother Todd. It's just moment living. You know what I'm saying? Just moment living. And this couple comes in from West Virginia and sits up here on the front. And the Holy Spirit goes to them and attaches his conviction work to them. And before you know it, they get saved. Amen. But I lived in the moment. I can't see past now. But brother, listen, amen, all I enjoyed doing in the motive of my heart was to preach to them. Amen, I didn't think about, amen, what God was going to do. I just was doing what God wanted me to do. And you listen to this. In your tenderness of young Christianity, God will use a pure motive. And you don't know as much. And now you know more, and it's hard to have that pure motive sometimes. It's a spirit life. I'm going to give you this here. The determination of where he is whether he has Christ in him. A man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? There ain't but two places a man's going. He's either going to be with God or he's going to hell. And I don't know how to say it, and I ain't ashamed of it, because it's biblical truth. Is there a hell? Sure there is. What's hell for? To judge sin. Jesus was judged for sin. That's the only way you got free. He made you free by being your substitute and being judged by the Father for sin, that a man could go free from the debt he owed. If a man don't, amen, listen, ain't God ever made free from the debt of sin? Then his judgment is upon him. And he don't have to have it. Amen, the Son of God took it. Amen, but they're blind to it. And they're trying their best to do it. And they can't do it. It's what he did. It's a done deal. Amen, it's already been done. You can't add to it. God ain't looking at you and saying, I accept them. He accepts Christ. And he accepts us in the beloved because we're in him tonight, amen. But where is he? Notice this verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? I won't answer that. Yes. Yes. Why? Because of the resurrection. If Jesus Christ had not resurrected Jonathan, we'd be in our sin. And we'd be here, as James Shaver was saying, bopping our gums. We'd just be going through the religious motions. And we'd say, we'd have to come up with some system of man to satisfy and hold a people that will come and think what they do is what gets them there. But man, listen to what it said. Shall he live again? He said, shall he live again? Notice what he said. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. He looked for the change. Why did Job, if it's the oldest book of the Bible, that's what they say. I really hadn't done a deep study on it. It's like so. But they say it's the oldest book in the Bible. Then if it's the oldest book in the Bible, tell me how Job knew when he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. You say, I want to tell you how, baby. No, God showed him he did. Amen. How did Abraham know the gospel? God revealed it to him. He believed, that's what he believed. He said he believed God and it counted him for righteousness. How can he, amen. Job, thank God, said, and I shall see him in the latter day. My flesh shall see the Lord. He knew, thank God, that was the only thing. Ain't God worth it? When you're battling, fighting and fighting against yourself and everything else, just remember your change coming. Change is coming. This corruption shall put on incorruption. This mortal shall put on immortality. There'll be no decay. in the new life. There's no sin in the new life. There's no strife in the new life. Amen. There's no devil to contend with in the new life. I'm talking about heaven tonight. I'm talking about my change coming. Amen. And we shall see him. We shall be made like him. Amen. I don't understand it all, but I know one thing. We're going to be made like him. I love this verse here. I love the rest of that verse. For we shall see him as he is. I believe we'll see him with the body he went back to heaven with. I believe, thank God, he said this same Jesus shall in like manner come right back to the Mount of Olives. Amen. Talking to the U.S. audience right there. This same Jesus coming back the way you see him leave. He ascended, Brother Shank, and went to the right hand of the throne of God, ever living to make intercession on our behalf. That's why you can't fall tonight. That's right. That's why you can't fall. Why? Because he's your intercessor. He's your mediator. He's your representative. He's presenting you faultless before the throne. Amen. Because, amen, this is what he's saying. I gave my life for him, Father. I shed my blood for him, Father. Amen. Listen. Thank God you know they're in me and I'm perfect. I rose again. Thank God I live and they live. And when I died, they died. And when I was buried, they was buried. And when I rose, they arose. And when I ascended, thank God I took them before me. I took them with me before the Father. Amen. Yes, sir. That's what the high priest did in the Old Testament. He had the tribes on the tribes' names on his breastplates. And when he went to the holy place, who was he representing? The Jews, them. Why did God forgive them? Because, amen, he went in for them with blood. A sacrifice. And he had got the blood and he took it in and put it, thank God, on the mercy seat. And it was sufficient for that year to atone for their sin. When our high priest went into the, thank God, amen, into the mercy seat of God in heaven. Now to appear before God for who? Us. Amen. He presented his own blood. Amen. Thank God for eternal salvation. He said it's eternal redemption. Amen. There's no ending to it. Amen. That means they'll never have to have it again. Amen. Right. You can't be saved again. It's impossible. It's impossible for a man to get saved again. They don't understand the Bible. Any man believes the free will of man, amen, holds herself in the will of God, amen, and amen, can't. Amen. The best thing the will of man can do is sin. The will of man, no, the will of God. God put a will in us, but that will had to be broke to submit to his will. Everything's in submission. The Jews wouldn't submit to the will of God, to the righteousness of Christ. Amen, listen, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God that foolishness unto him. Amen, listen, God gives you choices in life. But brother, listen, the only way you can be righteous is by faith. It's faith. How does God justify you? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, buddy. It's the goodness of God, son. No man keeps himself. When the blood put on the mercy seat obtained a term of redemption, thank God it's sealed until the day of redemption. Hey, God, listen. Hey, God, no man, amen, can take us out of the hand of God. I had a man tell me one time, he said, well, you can take your own self. I said, brother, I'm a man. I said, whoever got in the hand of God wanted to get out. I ain't never met somebody going the other way if they was born again. You can't change who you are. I don't care if you go change your name. You're still born into that family. Ain't that right? Brother, I am as saved tonight as I ever will be. I'm not no more saved if I'm die tonight and go be with the Lord. I'm not no more saved if the Lord come and caught me up in there. The only thing is, what he set up in me is going to be completed in the redemption of the body, to have a body like unto his, and that's what it'll be. But that's already set up in God. He already seen it like that. He can't lie. Well, you say, I doubt him. I said, well, you're doubting the wrong one. You better doubt. If there's any doubt, you're doubting yourself. There's nobody tonight that doubts, that can doubt God or his word. What he said sealed. It's perfect. Listen, God will do what he said. He will. You can't, Brother Todd, in the midnight hour of your life, and the Holy Ghost says, this is what he said, you can count on it. There ain't nowhere else you can go, Jonathan. Ain't nowhere else I can go, so just count on what he said. That's right. It ain't whether you feel it or not. It's whether he said it or not. And that's the surety of it. And the covenant of it that he sealed. And when he sealed it and said it, thank God it's done. Amen. That's why tonight I'm going to tell you what's killed us is unbelief killed us. Amen. And not believing what I just said. And brother, listen, there ain't nothing hard for him. God, listen. Amen. Somebody said, why don't we see more? I said, because we don't believe more. We're going to be cut down one day. Old time's going to come. Amen. Somebody said they like reading obituaries to make sure their name wasn't there. Brother, one day it will be. And it really don't matter what it says in it. Boy, I'm telling you, it matters who you believe. It matters in whom I believe. It matters who knows me and I know him. That's what matters. It wouldn't matter if it had all these accolades and what all you've done in this life. It will bring nothing. Amen. Add to what the finished work of Calvary done. I say amen to it, don't you? Where is he? If it come tonight to you, all of a sudden, where would you be? In your own witness of heart that the Holy Ghost tells you, where would you be? God bless you for listening. Pray for them families. Remember them in prayer. Pray for the funeral services. Pray that we have a good little meeting here Sunday morning. And the Holy Spirit helps people and deals with people and works in people. And God get glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Robert, pray for us tonight.